evening of latest as I happened to stray to the county Tipperary, I straightened my way to dig for potatoes and work by the day for a farmer called Darby O'Leary. I asked him how far we were bound for to go, the night being dark and the cold wind didn't blow. I was hungry and tired, my spirits were low, for I got neither whiskey nor water. The dirty old miser, he mounted his steed to the Galbally Mountains, he rode in great speed. I followed behind till my poor feet did bleed, and we stopped when his old horse was weary. When we came to his cottage, entered it first, it seemed like a kennel or a ruined old church. To myself, I have left him the lurch in the house of old Darby O'Leary. A well recollected was Michaelmas night, to a hearty good supper he did me invite. A cup of sour milk that was more green than white, and it gave me a trotting disorder. The wet old potatoes would poison the cats, and the barn where me bed was swarming with rats. The fleas would have frightened the fearless and pet who banished the snakes of the border. He worked me by day and he worked me by night, while he held an old candle to give me some light. I wish these potatoes would die off the blight, or himself would go off with the fairies. Cause on this old miser I looked with a frown, and the straw was brought in for to make me shake down. I wish that I'd never seen him nor his town, nor the sky over Darby O'Leary. I've worked in Kilconnell, I've worked in Kilmore, I've worked in Kilkenny and Shanballymore. Sell it have more, but farmers so decent and cheery. I've worked in Tipperary, the Rack and Rust Green, at the Mount of Kilfaisa, the Bridge of Aileen. Such a woeful starvation I've never yet seen, as I got from old Darby O'Leary.